If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Ho, 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 hello, and welcome to a festive edition of Come Along Ponder, Doctor Who Discussion Podcast, with your two festive friends, Damla.
What a gift, what a treat. Damla, Elliot, you know the drill.
Hello.
Let's keep it moving. Hello, babe.
The gayest show in the galaxy, gotta slip that in somewhere.
Yes, absolutely, because it's the truth and nothing but the truth. How are you? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I've got a got the tree up, not a euphemism. Got the tinsel out, not a euphemism. And I've eaten about 20 mince pies, a euphemism. I'm doing good. You know me, I love this time of year. You know, capitalist corporate greed can get in the bin, but I love the magic of the lights. I love the happy feeling, and it's where my birthday is. So all feelings, all good, all around. How are you?
I am feeling really good. I'm really looking forward to this because, so when you have a podcast, guys, there's a thing called planning, and because we've been so fucking all over the place. No, literally, we've been so fucking all over the place that like we were like, babe, what the fuck are you recording today? And we were going to do a little thing called Adventure in Space and Time. Is that what it's called?
We're going to do the Unicorn and the Wasp.
Then... right. We were going to do Unicorn and the Wasp, and then your internet wasn't fucking working, which is not your fault. Sorry, I'm not trying to say that aggressively at you, because it's not your fault. It's not your fault, you bastard. Anyway, no, it's not your fault. So we were going to have Jack on, which we did have Jack on, and we did the Taylor Swift episode, which I hope you all enjoyed because, oh my God, such fun. Then we were going to do Unicorn on the Wasp.
Yep.
But no one's had time to watch a 45-minute fucking episode. Oh my
So instead we thought we'd watch a 90-minute TV movie.
Yeah! So we were going to do that. And then I stupidly forgot to. So I was like, anyway, let's just leave it there. It's been chaos.
Yeah, and then I thought, you know what? You know, we were going to maybe do Adventure in Space and Time because it's, you know, it's anniversary stuff.
As
this comes out, all the anniversaries will all be over. So what could we do to celebrate? I thought, you know what? Fuck it. You beautiful people deserve a Christmas episode. But we did kind of ruin it for ourselves last year by doing every single Christmas episode.
Ranked.
Yeah. So this is an impromptu, not planned off the cuff, grab bag Christmas episode.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? So we're seeing the comments. Can't wait for the Star Beast review. Can't wait for the specials review. Guys, we can't fucking wait. But here's the thing. So as of recording right now, not to date it, but we always say that, but we always date it. So it doesn't matter. We're dating it. As of right now, Wild Blue Yonder just came out and The Giggle is incoming. When you listen to it, all of it is going to have been out by now, right?
Yeah.
But we weren't going to sit here and just start recording the specials episode because the point is, and we've said it before, we need all of them to be out so we can appreciate the art that it is in its entirety, as wanky as it sounds. But that's how we want it to be. That is our truth. Basically. Okay. So in the new year.
Yeah, your January, your February, that's your specials month. We're going.
It's going to be chock-a-block.
Starbeast, Wild Blue Yonder, got The Giggle, and maybe a couple of extra sort of anniversary orientated surprises to come along before we get...
And the Christmas special.
And the Christmas special before we get back in to Series 4 with a huge fucking anvil around our neck.
Yes. Absolutely. So, yeah, you've got the specials reviews coming in the new year. You've got The Church on Ruby Road. Is that the fucking title?
Yes.
Thank you. Well done, me. I did my research. Imagine. So yeah, you're gonna get that. You're getting all four.
Am I your research? Is that...
Yes, because you do it. but no, you're gonna get all of that. And you know, again, I can. You know, we see and we know. We wish we could do it every week, so it all comes out a bit quicker. But guys, at the moment, like we said, bi-weekly is what we can keep up with. It's a sad situation, but that is the only way we can maintain the quality, as we like to say, the quality of this podcast.
And in 2 years' time, when you think, God, I want to listen to someone talk about Starbeast again, you don't want to listen to us going, oh, how does this play into the other two specials? Because, spoiler alert, it's looking like none of it really does, which is fine. But, you know, what's the point in just hearing us not talk about the Starbeast? We're hearing us talk about what we think might happen after the Starbeast.
Exactly. Like, we don't need the speculation. We just want to appreciate the art. I appreciate right now we're doing a lot of housekeeping, but I'm going to continue because I want to mention another thing before we get the fuck into it. Ho, ho, ho. The bells are ringing. Okay. Elliot, how mad was Spotify Wrapped? How mad?
Pretty mad. Pretty mad.
Insane. So I was on holiday, imagine. Sorry, I hadn't been on holiday all year and I was able to go for 4 days and I was like, Christ.
I'll paint you a picture. Yeah. Damla was living it up in a holiday destination of unspecified origins. And
you can say, you can
I
say.
I don't remember where it was. I wasn't listening to you. Was it Saint Ives?
Cotswolds. The Cotswolds.
Cotswolds, there we are. I thought it was Cornwall. So I would have got it wrong anyway. She's in the Cotswolds. Lovely, by the way. I'd like to go to the Cotswolds. And I was at my job that I do. And I went on my lunch, did my own Spotify Wrapped. So I was like, oh, this is fun. And then came back and sat at my desk and I was like, oh, wait, hang on. Oh, fuck. We do a podcast on Spotify.
Yes.
And then, yeah.
Correct.
And then I was able to take a walk, and I walked around the marina by where I live, listening to George Harrison, because I'm boring.
And gay.
And replied to every single one of your messages whilst trying to get Damla's attention. But yeah, she's too busy having a nice time off with the Cotswolds. Just like, oh my God, what's happening? So it was a very serene, very overwhelming, but very beautiful experience. And I love every single one of you, except for you. You know who you are.
No, but it was honestly such a lovely, lovely, lovely day. And I mean, that day was very special for many reasons. And I don't mind saying it on here. I'm going to say it.
I didn't want to accidentally... And I mean, it's not my news to give, but you know, still.
No, I appreciate it, but no, I think there's nothing wrong with saying it, and because like, I'm usually quite private, but I will say it, and that's fine. We got Spotify Wrapped news with all of those stats, which honestly, guys, like, it sounds silly, but we just never ever thought there'd be this many of you listening to us. Like, I'm not just saying it to sound humble, but like, or you know, just like, I mean, but like. It was very overwhelming in a very good way, but very overwhelming. Just like, there's so many of you that had us as like your number one podcast and like, or even top five, top 10. Like, it is absolutely insane that you guys listen to us every week. Like, imagine. Anyway, sorry. So got that news and I was just on cloud nine, literally crying in the middle of a cafe, like eating cream, like having my cream tea, my scone, my cream that goes first and then the jam. Lovely. And then
you know,
that evening.
Yeah, that'll be the thing we get the most hate mail about, right?
Because, no, but it's correct. The cream goes first. Because it's the butter. It's like the butter.
I'm actually a centrist. Where I know I tend to put cream first, but I also don't care, nor do I care how it's pronounced. It's the only thing I'll ever be a centrist on. Sometimes I say scone, sometimes I say scone, depending on what mood I'm in. Cancel us, I don't care. Anyway, sorry.
No, but what I was going to say was we got those lovely stats. Literally, I was messaging Elliot being like, look at us. I'm so proud of us, honestly. Because, you know, we do put so much hard work into this podcast and like to see it pay off and get all those lovely messages and tags on your stories. Very emotional, very overwhelming. And then that evening, my boyfriend proposed to me and it was all very lovely. So that was a really fucking memorable day. And it was really nice. So thank you all.
Everyone say congratulations.
Thanks. She's in gadgets.
You set the second most interesting part of the day. none of you were invited to the wedding. Three, yes, my speech will be posted online, because obviously I'll be making one. And four, I prefer the love of all of our listeners to the love of a man, which is why I've not got engaged. But five, if anybody wants to get engaged with me, please.
Please.
But no, genuinely.
Send along the applications.
Genuinely, it was also the best part of my day. It was very, very nice. Long time coming kind of news. So, congratulations.
Hey, thank you. I'm engaged. I have a fiancé. Yay. It's all lovely. But you know what's also really lovely? Get the sack out. Come on.
Well, it's a very different kind of sack this week. I'm sure you could probably hear the distant ringing of sleigh bells, all the sort of hearty grumph of a sort of old man with rosy cheeks, because it's Santa's sack, but instead of presents, I've got some letters. Which, yeah, in a way, are their own present. They are the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, they are. Indeed. Indeed you do.
Randomly selected. So the first one goes as follows. Dear Dad... By the way, who can't pronounce the name Colm? It's so frustrating.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I was doing my shopping and I was in the middle of Aldi. I had to put my basket down to stop myself from laughing.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Don't. It's what makes you brilliant.
thank you.
So the first email goes as follows. Dear Damler and Elliot, I wanted to thank you for making the Come Along Pond pod. I'm really enjoying listening to you both and your witty commentary on the episodes. It's definitely my comfort podcast right now. I'm so glad I found others who dislike Moffat's era as much as I do. I found your podcast while I started rewatching the show with my brother recently. We have a big age gap and he's never ever seen the show, so I'm introducing it to him and having someone else to discuss it with has been a lot of fun. I've got how much I missed Russell's era. My dad introduced me to the show in 2005 and he passed away last year. Very sorry to hear that. So it's been a way to connect with him as well. We're slightly behind you at the beginning of Series 3, which is one of my favourites. I was wondering if you had to choose an episode or story to be a part of, as yourself or as a character, what would you choose? Mine would be the unicorn, the wasp, even though I hate wasps. I hate unicorns. A murder mystery with the 10th Doctor and Donna. Vintage vibes. Sign me up. Hope you're having a lovely day. I would be happy for you to share this on the pod. Check that out. Lots of love. Beth. Two kisses.
First of all, Beth, thank you so much for that lovely email. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Second of all, I don't hate Moffat's era. Elliot does. I don't. Series 5 is actually one of my favourite series of all time. So just making that clear to everyone.
But also, unlike some weirdos, you'll criticise all of the stuff that is weird and offensive.
Exactly. Because yes. I'm not insane. But so if I had to be part of any story and be any character... Was that a part of it? Be a character?
Yeah. So if you want to be part of an episode or story as yourself or as a character, whichever you'd rather be.
Oh, fine. No, I want to be myself. If I had to be in an episode of the show, I probably would have said that as well, because that's very fun. Unicorn and the Wasp is very, very fun.
Mm.
But if I'm being my true, authentic self, I feel like... it would have to be Love and Monsters, because I want to go to a Linda meeting.
Yeah.
Purely for that. And then when I get there on the first meeting, I go, hey, let's hold it at my house, not here. Let's not do it here. And then when we come over, I'm going to lock the doors so no weird Peter Kay walks in and ruins all your lives.
You stupid man.
No, literally. That's why I want to be in it, so I can protect all of those lovely people. Anyway, fair. Elliot, what's your answer?
I feel like they're all going to put me pretty much in harm's way. So you don't necessarily say that I have to be part of the main action. So maybe just something like, something really chill, like Aliens of London, when everyone's like out partying, playing David Bowie from their balconies. You know,
It's not chill though.
It is, because I don't have to be involved in the action that's going on, right? I can just have a party in my flat and have a street party, like, say, listening to David Bowie. They didn't say that, you know, I've got to be next to the Doctor. So, easy.
This is true.
Yeah, basically, because every episode I'm probably going to die, aren't I?
No, this is true. I'd be the same.
But more realistically, I don't know, put me in Dalek and I'll take that woman's Glock and get Adam in the back of the head. Anyway.
Fully.
anyway, thank you, Beth. Two kisses.
Can I say one really quick answer and then we move on? And I don't want to clarify anything and I don't want any comment on it. I just want to say it. I'd be in Journey to the Centre of the TARDIS because Matt Smith in that episode is illegal! Illegally good looking.
You ought to be
Journey
to the Centre of the TARDIS as the TARDIS.
I want to be the TARDIS. And that's all I'll say on that. Anyway!
The next email goes as follows. Dear Elliot and Damler. Stay winning. Hi, my name's Robin, she, her, and I have loved listening to your podcast ever since I found it on TikTok and have been listening non-stop. I'm currently at the start of season 3. I have no friends that have watched Doctor Who, and listening to you guys has stopped me from going completely crazy about it. I've always been aware of Doctor Who because my dad used to watch it when he babysat me when I was as young as 3, but I never watched it in full until last year, and since then I have been obsessed. I have a special connection with the episode The Empty Child and the Doctor Dances because I remember watching them when I was 6 and being completely terrified to the point that I still get uncomfortable around gas masks. But then when I rewatched them, I was so happy as a pansexual to see blatant pansexual representation in Captain Jack that I rarely see in shows made recently, never mind ones made before I was born. I'm an 06 baby. Jesus Christ. my favourite Doctor is David Tennant. I can't wait to watch him as 14. And as much as I love Rose and season 2, my favourite companion is Bill Potts. I just think she's great. I read that kind of as like Marge Simpson with, I just think they're neat. Thank you so much for making this podcast, and I hope you have a lovely day, stroke night, brackets, or whenever you get this. It's night. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's really, really sweet.
Are you sure it also wasn't you writing this? Being like, yeah, I love Rose, but Bill.
Me. Me?
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, thank you so much. But also, we all know Martha is my girl, so...
And now, of course, anyone who would think that I was smart would be like, I chose that one because Robin is a type of Christmas bird. Instead, I just thought that the email was sweet, so I wanted to read it.
people like you.
They think you're sweet. But do you think anyone votes for sweets, Robin? Anyway, sorry.
Flashbacks, trigger.
And the final email goes as follows. Now, this might sound strange, but I'm not going to read out the person's name because there is no name attached as a sign-off or as a start, and I don't want to read out the name that's attached to the email address because, you know, that might not be something that you're comfortable sharing. But whoever you are, I know who you are. And the words that you write now that I'm going to read soon with my tongue are appreciated. Amazing mystery listener says, I just finished listening to your review on the Rose episode. So we got a song going back to the start. And
hey.
I absolutely love your podcast. It's super chill and funny. And I can't wait to listen to the rest. Keep up the great work. Adorable.
Adorable. Adorable. Thank you, mystery. Yeah. Mystery listener.
Now, that was in September, so I hope you're all caught up now. And if you're not, what are you doing?
What are you doing, listener?
But thank you. I'm going to close my sack now.
And we're going to put it in the sleigh. And we're going to ho, 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 ho off into the segment.
Roll credits.
Yes.
So as you probably couldn't tell from up top, because we don't really know what we're doing, it's time to leave out your carrots and your mince pies, because a man at least similarly quantitative body mass of me is making his way down your chimney, because it's Christmas. But also, I should say, this is the most overtly Christmas slant we've given to things, but, you know, genuinely, you know, if you don't, I mean, well, I'm not even massively into Christmas, I'm not religious in the slightest, so, you know, just also happy holidays, happy festive time.
Merry Grimmas. Merry Grimmas. Happy Chrysler.
Happy Chrysler. So, today...
I hope she's having the best day, sorry.
No, she's
I really
my favorite,
hope she's
yeah.
having the best day. I love her so much. Every fucking year, I say... That stupid video, and it makes me so happy. Why am I crying? Why do we always cry when we do these episodes?
We put the tree up yesterday, and the whole time, every 5 minutes, one of us just goes, "It's Christmas."
Why am I actually crying? I actually need to get a grip.
Well,
I'm just thinking. Sorry, I'm thinking about River Song.
Well, Sam was crying in the corner.
sorry.
That's her in the corner losing her religion. I will briefly try to quickly, because if not, Dan's going to take the reins and it's going to take 10 minutes to explain it, of what we're doing for this episode. We've got two segments. One's called Hits Off the Charts, Big Number Ones, where we're talking about Christmas songs and we're doing a definitive First Doctor to the 13th Doctor, not including War or Fugitive Doctor or 14 because we're lazy. What Christmas song we most closely associate with them. We're going to give each other our top 10. Just an informal discussion. Our top 10. We give each other all 13. No, sir, all 13. But more importantly, that's the cold turkey sandwich you have in the evening, but the dearth, the warm turkey breast that you're going to be having for your mains is a definitive ranking of the top 10 moments from all of the Doctor Who Christmas specials. So not 10 per episode, but 10 overall from the Christmas Invasion all the way through to Twice Upon a Time. Because again, at time of speaking, there ain't been no Christmas special, and New Year's isn't Christmas, so shut up. again, an informal chat, back and forth. We're basically just going to argue with each other about what moments are good.
We'll say, mm-hmm. not every Christmas special gets a shout-out in this. Weirdly, though, the Doctor, Widow and the Wardrobe does. You know what? Miracles do happen. Merry Christmas. We've got top 10 moments from New Who, from Doki Who, from Doctor Who. Oh, my God, imagine that is the podcast format. That is what we talk about. So this is what happened. We discussed some moments from the show. From all the Christmas special. Not all of them, but some of them. Anyway, I made a top 10 list. I ranked them from 1 to 10. 10 to 1, back to front, front to back. In an order that we both slightly agree on. But what we're going to do is we're going to run through that list. From 10 to 1. Discuss, just little discussion, little brief discussion about each moment. And then at the end of that, we're going to just check in. We're going to check in. Circle back and just make sure we've got that ranking of moments correct. Because you know what? We love to argue on this podcast. We just love chaos.
We do.
And then we're going to have our nice cold turkey sandwich afterwards with the playlist. So, Elliot, are you ready for moment 10 on the list? Even though you know what the moment number 10 is because I showed you the list. But anyway, we have the soldiers singing on the battlefield moment from Twice Upon a Time. Now, before we go any further, before we do anything else, I just want to say we don't condone war on this podcast. And the, what's the word? Not the glorification, but the romanticization of war in this fucking country is actually mad and should be studied. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Now, the reason we put this moment is because last year, when we did our rankings of the episodes, we both said that this episode, we don't hate it as much as most people do, right? Because we don't. And we said that this moment was actually quite touching. Nothing to write home about, but it was actually, it was like, oh, I'm feeling things. But this is why it's on number 10 for me, because it's like, I'm not like, oh my God, crying into my pillow, but like, it's when I watch it, it's like, that's quite sweet.
Mm. I have no memory of saying any of those things about the episode, by the way.
Well, I remember.
No, trust me. I'm just saying that. Sounds like a different me. Maybe me all filled up again with, you know, Christmas pudding and, you know, Quality Street, because it sounds like a fluffier version of myself.
Well, we had rewatched all of the Christmas specials before we did that episode.
Yeah.
No, so very fresh.
Maybe I was just in a fluffier mood. You know, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
How many times could I say that? It's Christmas. It's fine. It's fine. it's totally fine. But it does things to my core that I can't shake because of how I feel about World War One imagery in this country.
That being said, just watch the video
to Pipes of Peace. Easier said than done. or that Sainsbury's advert to sell chocolate.
Okay, listen. I'm going to out myself on the podcast. That's one of my favourite Christmas adverts. I was actually crying at that advert. And I know that's really bad because I literally just said what I said. But I did get a bit emotional at that advert. I can't lie.
Don't worry. They had Sainsbury's chocolate with them. Hooray.
They did.
Hooray. But yeah, I don't know.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
I don't know. I'm being purposely shifty about it because I don't want to say what I truly feel because it'll upset some people. But also, I just don't, you know, it's just that's such a nothing episode. And to my mind, such a nothing moment. Peace and love.
Yeah, this is why it's at 10. This is why it's at 10.
Absolutely.
I have a feeling, spoiler alert, that that's not going to shift. But anyway,
let's keep going. Depends how much I get to argue about number 9, which is Abigail singing to the fish from A Christmas Carol.
Now, if you haven't listened to that episode where we did the Christmas special rankings, for the love of God, go listen to it because there's going to be context there as well. And also, it's one of my favourite episodes we've ever done. Honestly, it was so lovely. And like, we were so emotional, weren't we? We were just, and I have a feeling it's going to happen again. But I really love A Christmas Carol. I love this episode. I rewatch it every year without fail. And I am, you know, do I slightly wince? And when I mean slightly, I mean really wince at the questionable relationship between Kazran and Abigail. Yes, yes, I do, because it's really weird and I don't like it. But Michael Gambon at the end singing, not singing with her, no, he doesn't sing. Her singing at the fish and him, you know, looking at her the way he does, and it's all mushy and it's just lovely, and young Kazran's there and Abigail singing to the fish. When you're alone, silence is all you see. You know, it's giving that, you know. It's very lovely. And I would put this higher on the list, but because Elliot hates this episode,
I do hate it.
I put it at number 9.
Yeah, and I hate that moment.
And I know you do, and that's your truth, and that's fine.
Only because it's one of those moments that people will be like, you know, oh man, you know, like A Christmas Carol, what about that moment where she sings to the fish? And I go, oh, fuck, I don't care, man. I don't care. Well done. What do you want me to say? I don't, you know, how's I meant to sell me on it? I don't know. It's just none of me, personally.
I just love it. I just love it so much.
Well, I can see why people do. But there's a lot of those moments that don't get me. You know what I mean? Like, I remain stony-faced during the Rings of Akaten.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those moments where everyone's like, oh, yeah, but the bit with the music from the... I don't know. I just... Generic, nice music does not do things to me.
Peace and love. Yeah. Peace and love.
The only time I let generic, nice music do things to me is if, you know, it's a waster for a band.
But yeah, no, it's one of those things for me where it's like, so I have a shark phobia. I've mentioned it, I think, on the podcast before. That's exactly where I mentioned it. Exactly, yes. My phone can probably hear me and I'll get it on my TikTok again. Oh my God. But I have a genuine fear of them, like really, really intense. I do need therapy for it, I think. That's a different story for another day.
I don't know, because your encounter with sharks is not going to be...
No, I know, but like it's just I sometimes get into a bath and I'm scared I'll get eaten by a shark. It's not normal.
Yeah, just shower.
No, I do, don't worry.
Good. Hygiene.
This episode sponsored by Boots, who keep us lathered up, as always.
It was genuinely a big breakthrough moment for Dana when she was able to watch all of the Suicide Squad and enjoy the character King Shark.
No, it was actually... Do you know what? I'm so glad that you were proud of me in that moment, because I was really proud of myself.
I was, yeah. I was proud of anyone who managed to watch all the Suicide Squad and found anything good in it.
Oh, listen, the second one was fun. Anyway. If I can watch this episode and sit through that because of how much I love the story, that's saying something. But you know what? You have your opinions on it and that's fine. But I love this episode. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
But anyway, number 8 on the list. Now, this is going to be a peculiar one because you're going to be thinking, it's Christmas. We should be keeping it cheery. Bitch. It's all about balance. It's all about fucking balance.
Look, I'm going to be transparent with everyone. You know, this may or may not have been a late suggestion from me.
But I love it, nonetheless, because it's the truth. Because do I sometimes listen to the Phoebe Bridgers covers of really happy Christmas songs just so it's sad and depressing? Yes, because, oh my God, there's balance and there's nuance and there's all the things. Number 8, Moment number 8 is the Doctor thinking about Rose in The Runaway Bride with Love Don't Roam playing in the background. Name me a more iconic fucking scene. I dare you.
Look, the match cut of that woman being dipped at the dance and Rose falling into the Doctor's arms in New Earth is inspired.
It's the reason for breathing. Do you know what? It's the reason I went to film school. That's actually the game.
One of the best edits in TV history.
I actually literally can't breathe when I think about this because Love Don't Roam, first of all, we've already been there. Oh my...
Guys, let's get to Christmas number one. Go on.
I'm sorry, Love Don't Roam and Song for 10, and I'm not just saying this, they are incredible pieces of just lyricism and music and just, oh my... I'm getting a headache from the goodness. Oh, stop. Anyway...
I mean, like, when we get to the Doctor Who Christmas song list, it was really hard not to just pick Song for 10 for 10 because he's already got his own Christmas song.
Exactly. Oh, I need to listen to that again, actually. It is the season. Tis the season. but yeah, no, you need a little bit of angst at Christmas, and this moment is giving that, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's just nice, isn't it? You got the great song, you got, like, the fun vibes, you got...
Yeah,
David miming for a telephone, looking sad at any blonde woman he sees. It's just a good. It's just a fun little moment.
It's hard to be at a party when I feel like an open wound. It's hard to be anywhere these days when all I want is you. That's all I'm saying. And if you get that reference, you get that reference. And if you don't, you don't. And you're boring.
Coming in at 7th place is the 12th Doctor entering the TARDIS for the first time from the Husbands of River Song.
Inspired.
My entire concept of time and space is being rewritten before my eyes, or whatever it is he says. I don't know.
Oh my god. Okay, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I was half tempted to start the episode by going, "Okay, we're going to start with the ranking. Here's the ranking: The Husbands of River Song. The entire episode done, finished."
because as everybody knows who listened to our previous Christmas special, it's the best Christmas special. It is
ever
probably Peter Capaldi's best episode, and
it is.
It's called a completely different name. Then that's how much I don't like the man. But it's Stephen Moffat's best episode, and River Song's. It's all perfect.
I mean, I have a feeling that the Church on Ruby Road is going to be up there. That's just going off of vibes and little goblins, but we'll save it. But it is going to be hard to beat the Husbands of River Song because it is the best Christmas special. Because it's so wonderful. And this moment specifically is like... I mean, I've said this before, you know. If 12 was like he was, the way he's in this episode... If he was like this all the time, he'd be my favourite Doctor. I'm not joking. I'm being deadly fucking serious with you. Like, 12 would be my favourite Doctor. Period. I just love it. He's so good. Peter is so good in the scene. It's so fun. It's so good.
No, yeah, it is really good. And it's surprising how good a joke it is as well. He just pulls it off
it's
spectacularly.
It's really good.
But not the best scene from the episode.
No, it's not. Save it. But yeah, no, I just like how they flip it on its head because obviously we always get the companion reaction to the TARDIS, but this time it's the Doctor's reaction to the TARDIS for the quote-unquote first time.
How it should be done.
Anyway, moment number 6. Was this a last-minute change? Maybe, because it's that fucking iconic. 10, having Christmas dinner with the Tylers. Like, him getting dressed... in his iconic outfit for the first time, in that dressing room, which we never got to see again. Homophobic. And him walking in, smiling at Rose. She smiles back.
And they just do normal family. They're a
grimace.
They just do normal family stuff. It's so nice. Especially because 9 is very, you know, oh, no, I wouldn't have dinner with a family. Oh, God, oh, it's too normal. And then this handsome lad is like, oh, yeah, I'll have your turkey. It's so
the
adorable.
Only time he really admits to wanting to do it, obviously.
And everybody should know, probably based off our Christmas Invasion thing, that one of our favourite lines is, well, it's Rose going, I can't even my jokey voice for it is so bad. But it's when they pull the crack and Rose opens it and she gets the crown. She goes, "Oh my god, mom, it's pink. It should be yours." It's just
It's very cute.
It feels more like Billy Piper saying it. It's adorable.
It's great.
Yeah,
I love it because he's so open to having dinner with them and like it's so cozy and Jackie looking incredible.
Yeah.
And they've just
he's got a paper crown on.
Yeah, like they just saved the world. They've not had sleep in like what, 24 hours at that point? Like, because Rose has literally just, you know, sucked in the time vortex. She's not even had a minute to sleep, I don't think. Like, can we talk about that?
Yeah, it's all like the longest day in the world. Yeah.
And they're just they have time for Christmas dinner. It's great. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is good.
It's really good.
So number five is 11 surprising Amy and Rory from The Doctor, The Widow, and The Wardrobe. The only good part about that episode, am I right?
That episode is just... Let me not just sit here and just chat shit about that episode because it's the worst. The worst. But this scene... And I remember... You probably don't remember because you didn't remember the last thing I said. But... When we did the Christmas special episode, you were like, this scene actually touched you and you really loved it. And every time I watch this scene, because I never rewatch this episode because I don't hate myself. I do rewatch this scene every Christmas though, because one, Amy's jumper is so good. I need that jumper. I've been looking for a jumper like that, like that navy, lovely Fair Isle kind of pattern. I need it. But also, it's just obviously the main thing is just, you know, she opens the door with the water pistol, which is just fucking hilarious anyway. And he's standing there and he hadn't visited in like 2 years at that point, I think it was. I can't remember. A long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rory and Amy invite him in. And he's like, "Well, how did you know I was coming? You know, have you got a table? Why have you got a place set for me at the table? Because you didn't know I was coming." And she's like, "No, because we always set you a place." Oh my god, I'm crying! I'm crying! I love that scene so much. And then he turns away and just wipes a little baby boy tear from his face, and it's so beautiful. And Matt's acting in that scene, I just can't. It's oh. I need a moment. I'm actually getting a bit choked up. No, I really am. Ooh!
Again, the exact details of it to me are lost in the sands of time, but I'm a sucker for good Christmas-based sentimentality. Like, you know, there's something about the time of year, the idea of togetherness, that, you know, all those moments that would be maybe sappy and something else just really work in Christmas things, you know?
It's so good, and I just think... you know, with an episode that bad, you just get this wonderful, massive, massive, beautiful finish.
Almost makes it worth it.
It actually kind of does. It actually kind of makes the whole episode worth it for this beautiful scene that I love so, so very much. It's so beautiful. It's also really well lit and really well shot, and it's just beautiful. Where was the energy for the rest of the episode? Anyway, moving on. Moment number four, we've got... meeting the 10th Doctor for the first time in the Christmas Invasion. Elliot, babe, name a more iconic entrance. I dare you.
But yes, it might not be particularly festive, but for my money, it is one of the best moments because it's where you get to meet the 10th Doctor for the first time in an impressively hilarious monologue that is automatically indicative of his character. After keeping him... hidden away for the plot for a lot of the episode. It's a fucking big swing to have this gigantic reveal, and it just works. It's funny. It's amazing, you know, and yeah, I love it. What else can you say?
What are you gonna do about it? Shoot me? Oi, oi, oi. You know? I'm so sorry, New Yorkers everywhere. No, it's the panning... to the doors. It's the doors opening.
The music.
It's him. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Him standing there in his pyjamas.
He's Jim Jams. Not bad for a man in Jim Jams.
In his Jim Jams with a Satsuma in his pocket. you know. And did you miss me? Amazing.
And even just Russell does like build-ups to reveals really well. So like the moment where the Sycorax stops speaking Sycorax.
Yes. Oh.
And starts speaking English. And just that slow, because you don't even notice it really as a viewer, but that moment when you start no. them going, hang on a sec, as they're going, hang on a sec.
Yeah.
The TARDIS is translating again. Genius.
Anything to get your boyfriend in there. Anything to talk about your boy. He's the one who passes the message on.
He is.
Don't you think she looks tired? Sorry. Oh. I'm laughing because you know what I'm thinking of, don't you? So there's a video. Sorry, I want this on the record for the history books. So a TikTok has actually kind of gone a bit viral of someone reenacting the moment when Harriet Jones is trying to figure out what the 10th Doctor says to, what's his name? Alex. Alex. You know, he whispers, you know, don't you think she looks tired? And then, yeah, so in the TikTok, someone's just taking the piss out of Harriet Jones going, what did he say? What did he say, Doctor? What did he say? It's so good. Sorry, I needed that. I needed a record of that to be kept on the internet. And I've just done it. You're welcome.
Although, of course, other moments from that episode that could chart also include Harriet Jones asking if the royal family are okay, then finding out they're all on the roof.
Slay. Speaking of Slay.
It's Santa Sleigh Ride from Last Christmas.
Moment number three.
If I'm not mistaken, because again, I need added clarity on all of this. I swear I have a normal mind. It's just until Last Christmas, I don't know if everyone remembers, I had not watched any of the other Christmas specials other than the Russell ones. So I've still only seen most of them once. That's why it's a bit spotty in my mind. They all get rescued from Santa from the base where things like Alien are happening. And they will get
based on the siege.
They will get dropped back off in their places.
So
with the spider face crabs.
Yes. So basically, this episode. So spoiler for the again mentioned for the 10th time our Christmas special ranking. This and Husbands of River Song were our top picks because they are the best Christmas specials. Fact. Absolute fact.
There are a couple I prefer over Last Christmas, but I was happy to concede to put Last Christmas as high as it was because it is pretty good.
It's so fucking excellent. And in this scene, I guess what I love about it, right, is because you get 12 driving a sleigh, and he's like, "I'm riding a sleigh," and it's so. Oh, I love 12 sometimes. I really do. Like people think I hate him. I don't. I actually really love him a lot. It's just in series 8, he's a twat. Save it. And, like, you know, he's so happy and everyone's being dropped off back into their realities. They're waking up and it's amazing. And then you just get that kind of eeriness at the end with Clara not waking up yet. And we always love a little bit of horror element, don't we? So it's just that whole lovely, you know, mishmash of really high highs, eeriness and coziness. It's just everything. That whole sleigh ride at the end, just before the end.
It's Christmas.
It's Last Christmas.
High highs, eeriness, coziness.
It's so good. Just, oh. From sleighs to gays. Moment number two, the Christmas tree trying to kill the Tylers and Mickey.
I'm going to get killed by a Christmas tree. Thank you.
That's the game. Give it some willy.
Give us a willy, Mickey. Oh, Jackie Tyler has my heart forever. Anyway, yes, I'm sorry. This scene comes up again and again and again and again for a reason. Because, oh my God, it's the way they walk into the room, they don't notice it, and then Rose kind of turns, and there's that really eerie music in the background. And they're like, "What's that?" And then Jackie's like, "Oh, I thought you bought it for me, you know, a new Christmas tree." And then she's like, "I didn't buy it for you." And then the lights come on and then it starts spinning and Mickey grabs a wooden chair, is trying to hold it back. They're trying to shut the door. They go to the room where the Doctor is. They're trying to shut the door. The door's shaking on its hinges. It's so stupid. It's amazing. Hey, so good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got a bit of Ten and Rose in there as well. help me. And then the only thing that gets him to wake up is Rose asking for help.
Rose whispering right in his ear.
Ah! Right in his ear hole. I hate myself. Anyway, yes.
True, though. It is very romantic. You know.
It's very romantic. And then he just gets up and does a monologue and talks about...
Remote controlled. But who is the controller?
Who's controlling it? It's great. Yeah. It's great. Yeah, I love this scene. I mean, this was arguably my number one, but there's something that just trumps the rest, isn't there?
Yeah, hungry and you sleep sometimes. so good. Again, they should have given him a trench coat. The way he bounds around tying up that. He's got a trench coat. A Mac, I guess, is more what I mean. You know, tying up that dressing gown belt. He should have been given something with the belt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, yes, nothing could be... I mean, look, this has got so much weight behind it. But let's be real. It says Deryllium from the Husbands of River Song. But, I mean, let's be real. It's basically the moment from... Hello, sweetie. To just until the credits roll. Let's be real.
Well, no, it's the reveal of the time and
yeah, but like it's like the last 20 minutes of that episode. again, we can just put the whole episode up there.
No, just you know what? Number one, guys, number one spot is the whole of Husbands.
But you know, Hello, Sweetie just gets me.
It's the best.
Yeah, but yeah. How long is a night on Deryllium?
24 years.
24 years.
I hate you. No, you don't. Episode ends. What the fuck? What the fuck? Like, look. Sorry. Can I just read a few little lines out quickly, just so we can wrap this this first segment up with a lovely little bow?
Yes.
River saying some of them suggest, because they're talking about stories about the two of them. Some of them suggest that the very last night we spend together is at the Singing Towers of Deryllium. That wouldn't be true, would it? Spoilers. You little bitch. Don't make me cry.
I think it's why I actually like... Part of the thing I love about this episode most is it takes some of River's kind of lines that I sometimes find quite cringy. By giving them to Peter, just make them so much more... I don't know. It's why I like the Hello, Sweetie moment, because I don't like every time that she says Hello, Sweetie. Every time I hear her, I was going to go, like that. But...
Yeah,
something about his delivery, his sort of soft-spokenness of it, the playfulness, the fact he knows what it means, it's really... And same with that, right? Like, spoilers, I find cringy and irritating, but him saying it, I can hear him saying it in that voice, with that look in his eye, and I just... Like, why am I never going to be happy?
I want...
Well, I'm sorry, I know you got engaged recently, but you know what I mean? Like, no one's going to take you to the Towers of Deryllium. Like, you know...
No, no one's taking me there.
No one's taking me.
For fuck's sake.
You know? No one's taking me to the Cotswolds. Like... Which, when you think about it, is the Deryllium of Earth.
Not quite. sorry. No. Basically, I was just going to say, the last thing I want to say to end this, because I've just read this quote and this quote just got reminded to me because I'm just looking at the transcript of this scene because I hate myself and I want to cry again. And I will cry again because, oh my God, this bit is just... I'm just going to read it. The Doctor: what do you think of the towers? River: I love them. Doctor: then why are you ignoring them? River: they're ignoring me, but you can't expect a monolith to love you back. Are you fucking being for real, Stephen, you Scottish monster? What the hell? That is the most perfect thing I've ever read in my life. No, I'm sorry. We are 10 and Rose stands first and foremost. 11 and Clara stands second most. I don't know if that's the right word. But...
No, we did say at the time, severe lack of 12 and River.
Yep.
They are the perfect pairing.
They are the that is the most romantic thing in the show ever. That line there. It's so... Oh my God, I ache. I ache for these two. Why did we only get one episode with them? Oh, sorry. I'm going to shut up now. I'm ruining it. Sorry. But I'm not sorry.
maybe coming soon at some point when there's another content drought. All the times we've cried on the show.
No, fully.
Well, that was a fun segment, wasn't it? I'm all full now. I've got a big old stuffed belly.
Yes.
Now, turns out that that was actually a perfectly placed list, and there's no need for arguments, because...
I'm right.
It's all pretty good, yeah. And all my passion's gone to talk about how much I hate things.
because you're so full of joy!
Christmas cheer! The fastest way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Agreed.
But yeah, it was a good list. No arguments here, because, you know, we're not our families at Christmas. So instead, we're just going to quickly breeze through our list.
The second little bit
of
yeah.
Every Doctor, what Christmas song they listen to, what Christmas song we feel represents them, a little yep. bit about why. 1 to 13, no war, no fugitive, no 14.
Yeah, sorry guys, we're going to keep it to the main Doctor, because I feel like you can't really encapsulate fully a Doctor with like this one song, because there's a lot of thought behind it. And I know I did it for the Taylor Swift episode, but this is slightly different.
This is different. So yeah, I mean, who wants to, do you want to go one at a time? Do you want to just do each other's list to each other?
Let's do Doctor by Doctor, back and forth.
Doctor by Doctor, back and forth. Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will start then, I guess. There were the first Doctor.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to hear about, because, you know. I have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Judy Garland. which, judging by Davila's face that you can't see, I'm going to call that a snap.
You betcha, because that's what I've got written down. I will say I haven't written down what songs are by who, because a lot of them are covered by a lot of different people.
Yeah.
But Judy Garland is one of my favourite people.
Say,
so
I,
yes,
I,
that's
I, yeah, I like. There's lots of people who have covered that song, but when I think about Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, I think Judy Garland.
Which is absolutely yeah. valid. But yeah, wow, yeah, that's absolutely what I've written down. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Classic, classy. It's got it all,
yeah.
you know.
That's the first Doctor. I will have a quickly just say, obviously, I'm not as familiar with the classic series, because what am I? Say it with me.
A fake fan.
But, you know, what song encapsulates the character and their vibe? I think I can comment to an extent.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know? Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. So, second Doctor, babe.
Yeah.
Should I go?
Go on. I want to know. I'm excited for this one. Because mine's a
okay.
rogue choice.
Okay. I did. Oh, sorry, I'm still not over the fact that we matched on the first one. That's hilarious
to me.
Okay. That's so fucking slay. Bells ring. Are you listening in the rain? That's not my choice. sorry. Okay. Okay. For the second Doctor, I put... It's the most wonderful time of the year. Dun, 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 dun. What did you put?
I'm not going to explain it because people kind of want in-depth analysis, but maybe it's because I can hear like a fan cam set to this song. But
okay,
he would have the time of his life dancing to All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
That's, you know what? Fair.
Goofy fun times.
That's fair. That is fair.
I don't need to explain it.
No, you don't. Because it's explaining itself.
It is big fur coat because it's cold outside.
Yes. Yes. Oh, love it.
So
love it.
For the third Doctor, you know, this might tell you more about what Christmas songs I associate with. For me, I have put Little Drummer Boy, specifically the David Bowie and Bing Crosby version, because you've got that mix of, you know, 70s cool edge of David Bowie. But some of the classic is still there, you know? Some of the classic.
Yeah.
Peace on earth, can it be? Yeah. Years from
now. Stunning. Velvet, babe. That's velvet right there.
It's because I can only do low notes. Well, I can do every note, but it's the only one I can actually do in tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peace on earth.
I can't do any, so. For the third Doctor, I did, and this is a cop out, I fully understand, but it was staring me in the face. And again, there's no specific artist for this because it's covered by loads of different people, whatever, I've already said that, but driving home for Christmas. Because Bessie.
That's good. I like that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I picked Getaway Car for the Third Doctor. Because Bessie. Are you imagining it in your head?
Yeah. I'm imagining him in my head. Driving home for Christmas. But also originally by Chris Rea.
Brilliant. Yes. Oh, yes. This is true. Yeah. Yes. Originally. Okay. Fourth Doctor. Now, this was tricky.
This was very tricky. I'm happy with what I landed on.
Very tricky.
Very tricky.
I went with Underneath the Tree.
Do I know that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do know
that. Yeah. Anyway. Don't sue us, please. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's a vibe?
Yeah. It's hard. It's really, four is fucking hard.
It's really
so many
hard.
Different personalities all the time. Like the one I picked is very specifically from a very specific era of the Fourth Doctor.
Okay. Go on.
Like mostly very early, like series 12, series 13. Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard. Just I don't know. It's only about that sort of jauntiness of it, but it's also kind of weird, and it just screams 70s that I just go, yeah, that's his.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I think they're both very valid, to be fair.
Yeah. Good. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Five. Now, I've got a song who you might not know it by name, but it's a song that I at least hear a lot because it's one of my mum's favourites. It's called Christmas
five,
Wrapping.
Yeah?
It's called Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses. Basically, it's the one about how they hate Christmas. But it's sung inside, you know, it's like, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year.
So
my mum adores. But I can hear five, because it's jolly to listen to, but it's also moody as fuck.
Fair enough. I would have a different energy. So I'm going to say this, and you're probably going to disagree, but I'll give you my reasoning,
The Fifth Doctor's a fucking moody son of a bitch. He's so grouchy.
I went with Wonderful Christmas Time, which is my favourite Christmas song ever.
Ooh. Hmm.
By none other than Paul McCartney. Now, I'll tell you why. The Fifth Doctor is the most McCartney-coded Doctor out of all of them. Fucking argue with the wall.
Okay, can I put you on edge and tell you...
Yes, put me on edge.
Wonderful Christmas Time does appear somewhere in my list.
Well, of course it does. Of course it's going to appear on yours because it's the best Christmas song.
You'll find out who.
Okay, but no, I put it for five because he feels very Paul McCartney coded to me.
I feel that, yeah.
You know?
I do, yeah. I get you.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Anyway, now, I think we've probably had a lot of fun with this next one.
We do. I hope we match because away, it was the first one I thought of.
Sixth Doctor, Elliot, I'm crossing my fingers. What did you say for the Sixth Doctor?
Feliz Navidad.
No, I didn't say that. No!
But you got to admit, it's perfect.
It's perfect. No, it is. But I did go for something else.
There's an episode where they go to Spain. He's bright colours. I can hear him jamming out to Feliz Navidad.
Yours is probably more accurate.
But what did you say?
I said, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Also very valid.
Yeah, because he's making an entrance. Yes, and he looks like Santa Claus. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I love that man.
For the Seventh Doctor, again, I can give a reason for it. Which, by the way, there's a reasoning for all of these, and this is probably my favourite reasoning. For seven, I have Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. In brackets,
immediately,
I put brooding but chic.
I want to cancel my answer. That is correct. That is correct. That is so correct. Mine is wrong.
But humour me, what did you have?
Winter Wonderland. Mine's wrong.
It's hard, he's a hard one to pin down, you know. He actually probably took me the longest.
No, yours is right, though. No, I'm wrong. I will put my hands up. Fairy Tale of New York is the Seventh Doctor. That's fine. I will admit when I'm wrong.
Love it when I'm right.
Yes. No, you're right.
I had a lot of fun with eight as well.
Me too.
Now, this one actually is one I had picked for another Doctor. I had this picked for 10 originally, but it fit 8 better and something else fit 10 better. I have Step Into Christmas by Elton John.
Fair.
It's fun.
Fair.
It's cute. It's all about inviting people to have fun. I can hear him singing it to Grace Holloway.
I'm trying to remember it. I do know the song, but I'm trying to remember it.
Step into Christmas.
Yeah. I went with, because he's so romantic, I went for All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah, see, I can also, again, I can see a fan cam set to that, just like I can for the
I see the
doctor.
Fan cam in my head.
Yeah.
Someone make it, for the love of Christ. I just keep putting the editors to work on these fucking episodes. Jesus. Okay, now here's where it gets more fun. Sorry.
Right.
But it's just because we've talked about these doctors so much.
And, I mean, I feel like surely we have to match on this one.
Oh, I hope. If we don't, we're not friends.
Right.
We're clearly not as good friends as I thought we were.
Because when I tell you there's no other Christmas song for the Ninth Doctor other than Happy Xmas War Is Over by John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band.
War is over. Yes,
so
it is. That is the only song for Nine. I'm sorry.
It is.
Yes, just to clarify, I did write that down if that wasn't completely obvious.
I'll tell you what, though, I'm feeling lucky that we might also match on 10 as well.
Do you think? Well, for 10, I have two songs. Oh!
Ooh.
Well, so I've doubled the chance.
Well, again, I had Step Into Christmas because I could, it was jaunty, it's fun, I could hear him doing that. But let's be real, it's Last Christmas by Wham. It's so Last Christmas.
Yes. But I didn't put that down.
How?
Because I've got another two that I feel like encapsulate me a little bit more. Sorry.
I doubt it, but pray tell.
The first one, because every time I hear it, I think of him. So my song, my first song for the 10th Doctor is Merry Christmas, Everybody. And it's the one that goes, so here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun.
Because, of course, it's playing during Donna's wedding.
It's any time I hear that song, I think of 10. I do.
By Slade, of course.
Yeah, it's incredible. I love that's my second favourite Christmas song after Wonderful Christmas Time.
Fair.
Anyway, and then the second song I picked for 10 is It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And I'll tell you why. Because I see him coming out of the TARDIS with the door open, smile, and then like walk down a street with snow and Christmas markets and that playing in the background. You can see the Converse in the snow. Don't tell me you don't see the vision.
I see the vision. I do.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, next up, 11th Doctor. Now, there was a few options for this one, but I went with one.
Same, I've only got one as well.
You definitely won't have matched with me for this one, though. I can tell you that.
No, I don't think you would have. In fact, I know for a fact that I can't have matched with you on this one.
Okay. 11th Doctor, for me, I went with Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift.
Never heard of it.
It's so good, Elliot. I'm sorry, you have to. It's really good. In my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people will come. It's so good! You need to listen to it!
But genuinely, I'm not even being facetious. I have never heard it.
But you must listen to it after this episode.
Even my sort of scant familiarity with her albums, I've never heard of it as a song.
I may have just broken the mic from screaming into it so much. Sorry. But no, you must listen to it. Anyway,
okay.
11th Doctor, what are you saying?
Oh, Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Fair enough. No, do you know what? Yeah. Do you know what it is? I was thinking about putting that song there for 11 as well, but I didn't in the end.
I can just
but
see him.
I see it.
Sort of with Clara and the TARDIS. You know. Fucking.
Anyway, 12th Doctor. Now, this is a tricky one.
See, for me, it came to me like a bolt of lightning.
Go on, tell me.
One of the best Christmas songs ever made. It is Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End by The Darkness. Oh, if you've never if you've never heard it, you need to. I don't even know how you'd even start singing it, because it sounds terrible a cappella. I don't know, maybe just listen to it on YouTube. Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas Time. But it's purposely a sort of rock and roll send up of, Christmas songs. But like
I can hear
him playing along to the guitar licks and enjoying the sort of punchy rock and rollness of it.
I see that so much. No, I really do see that, actually.
Yeah.
That's so valid.
I know. I'm just right.
That wasn't my answer.
Of course, you didn't know the song.
No, I don't. No. But then when you said it, I remembered it. I put Last Christmas by Wham. Because imagine just after Clara left, I can see it. I can see him playing this in the TARDIS on his own.
Yeah, I can do that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bless him. Bless him!
I'm interested to hear about this one. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
13.
Okay. Yes. Yes. There's only one answer, in my opinion.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I feel like you should go first, actually.
Okay. Again, seems like a rogue choice. I can't even necessarily justify it. I just feel it in my soul.
Uh-huh,
maybe
uh-huh.
It's something because I feel like it's something that Jodie Whittaker would love personally, rather than 13. But
yeah,
Stay Another Day by E17.
Never heard of it.
Yes, you have.
Go on,
sleigh
remind
bells,
me.
Baby, if you've got to go away. It's like one of the most famous Christmas songs of all time.
I've never heard that song in my life. I just listened to a snippet of it. Never
it's
heard that in my life.
On the radio non-stop.
Because I live Christmas. Under a rock, obviously.
Yeah. It is the perfect song.
But I have TikTok, so. I'm sorry, I've not heard it, but I'm going to take your word for it, okay?
I just feel it. People who know. And they all know I'm right.
You probably are. Yeah. You probably are. But I went with I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Fair.
You know?
Yeah, I see the vision.
I wish it could be Christmas every day. You know?
Yeah. Mind you, I've got Slay Another Day, so.
Slay Another Day. Slay bells ring, are you listening? In the lasers. Oh,
well,
Elliot, what a time.
Fun. And we matched on, I guess, three of them technically, because you amended.
2/3, yeah.
7, so.
I love this. I love doing this. I really do. I just love this so much. I've had such a lovely time this evening, honestly. It's been so lovely. And you know what? Before we get into the wrap up, we'll say it again at the end, but thank you for all of you wonderful, unique listeners.
A unique club, the Cavalong Pond Club.
Unique club. Yes, exactly. Thank you so, so much for all your support this year. It actually means the world. It is insane. Again, the Spotify Wrapped blew our minds. Just the messages, the emails, the support, everything is so wonderful. And we, truly a joy and a privilege. And we enjoy doing this so much. We really do.
Yeah. I'm going to save my Christmas message for the very end.
Okay.
But before we do the wrap up, though, incidentally, a very Merry Christmas to all of you at home as well. Finally, the quote that I keep using from the Daleks Master Plan could be used in its original context.
Hey.
That one's for Joe from the Twin Dilemma. But that brings the Christmas curtains down on another wonderful episode of the Come Along Pond podcast. But again, keep your weather eye on the chimney, because any minute now, he's a-coming. Santa.
And our review of the Star Beast.
But also keep your weather eye on your podcast feed, because there may be an additional festive treat coming for you.
Who knows?
Very soon. Who knows? I won't want to spoil it. Anyway, we hope you had fun. We sure did, because as per usual, it has been absolute chaos. If you like what you heard and you want to support the show, you can do so over on Patreon. patreon.com/comealongpondpodcast. If the annoying little capitalist addendums called adverts get in your way, you can listen to the show ad-free, and you can be cool like Jason and like Lucy. There are current members who are worthy enough of me saying their names in my dulcet tones because they pay us the correct amount of money. I'm kidding, But we have multiple tiers over there. Go give it a look if that's your kind of thing. Alternatively, I do understand that it's Christmas and times are hard. Money is tight, so we just appreciate you listening. However, you can show your support by emailing into the show. If you want to be cool like Beth, like Robin, and like Redacted, then you can send us an email and we will read it personally and we will at some point read it out on the show. If it's a Damler solo episode, it'll be read with love and care. If it's me, I will probably be nasty.
Kidding.
Humor. Alternatively, you can find us over on TikTok, tiktok.com/comealongpodcast. Over there, we post our highlights and our lowlights, silly little momos, and clips from the show. That's probably where you found us anyway, because there's lots of people over there. But I'll tell you where there's even more people, our one-stop shop, Instagram. At time of recording, almost 6,500 of you crazy, crazy people. We've got reels, we've got stories, we've got polls. That is your one-stop shop for finding out everything you need to know about the show. When we're posting, when we're not posting, if we're sick, if we're dying, if we're getting engaged, all your information's over there. Shoot us a DM if you sent us anything to say that we were in your Spotify Wrapped this year. We appreciate the hell out of it, and we love you.
We really do.
Make sure to tell all of you individually. Thank you as well for coming to any of the Instagram lives, the sort of roughly, you know, hovering anywhere sort of between 80 and 20 of you who watched it consistently. We really appreciate you. You all are real ones.
Truly, honestly. And yeah, no, this year has been so amazing for us in terms of the pod and just all that stuff. And again, yeah, we're so looking forward to coming back in the new year, or maybe before. Who knows? To discuss the specials properly in their entirety. Not in one episode, obviously. I mean in separate episodes. Whatever. But yes, that's all to come. But for now, there's a chill in the air. I'm going to pop the fireplace on, except I don't have a fireplace and I can't put the heating on because this country is a joke. But I'm going to go have my chocolate orange and just probably rewatch some Doctor Who Christmas specials at Christmas time. It's all going to be lovely and cozy. We hope that you have a lovely, lovely end of your year. And again, keep your eye out on the podcast channels, because you never know what could pop up. I'm trying to wink with both eyes. It's not working. Much yeah. love.
Yeah. As Damla said, you know, it has been a hell of a year. And we wouldn't have been able to do any of it without any of you. So it is really appreciated. I'm excited to see where we go next year. But genuinely and sincerely, I mess around a lot with all of you because it's fun. But from the bottom of my heart, everybody who has listened, even just to an episode, I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas time, happy holidays, whatever it is you're doing. And I hope you keep us in your hearts. If your family situation's not great, you're not looking forward to Christmas, hopefully this can be some comfort to you. But if it's not,
yeah,
just think of us every once in a while. And going into 2024, bet you're going to have a really great year.
It's been
pretty difficult, you know? And
yeah, no, it has, yeah.
Just, if you take nothing away from this episode, take away these words, you know, whenever you think about 2023 and you think about the darkness, it's fine. In 2024, there'll be some light somewhere. Love you guys so much. Happy holidays. I give you festively spiced air from my lungs.
And mine.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. Goodbye.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Anyway.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.